This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Woody.
That's 7:20 your time.
A lot
there?
Of stuff, yeah.
Just don't miss kickoff.
What is that? You're right. I had to ask you last night.
Yeah, I think there's central time over there, I believe.
All right.
Well, listen. Don't miss kickoff, man.
That doesn't matter. Oh, don't worry, man.
Show up at 8:20, you're going to be late.
No, don't you worry about that.
You're there early. I know you are.
They babysit me.
How's the food over there in Green Bay?
Fantastic.
They fatten you up a little in that
Fantastic.
Booth?
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah,
food usually is good in that part
of the
country.
Green Bay does a nice job.
What are we talking, like brats and
yep, you
stuff
got it.
Like
that? Yeah, nice, all you want.
Nice.
And you don't want anything else, right?
Those are good, man.
That's it.
Yeah, those are good.
Nothing else. Throw down a couple of those bad boys. I have to...
Little pills, yeah. Yeah.
These bad boys travel with me, yeah. I gotta tell you, man.
Food's a little heavier up there, yeah.
You get older, it just sucks, like...
That food takes down everyone, though, man. That's heavy.
No,
that's heavy,
man,
food. That's
just,
heavy eating.
This friggin' heartburn, man. Just I went through as a kid and never had this stuff. You get old and, damn, it's one thing after the other. It never, just never, ever stops. Hey, by the way, it's interesting yesterday with the stuff about the game coming up and how important it is, which nobody needs to tell the University of Miami how important this game is. They get it. Everybody understands. Family members understand everything and the crazy world. And by the way, right after this game, Woody, there's going to be people making some decisions if it doesn't go well. And there's some guys on all these teams in college football already know they're not coming back. They're going to hit the portal. And so that's what you're looking at to go with all the guys you're trying to bring in with a national signing, a nice top 10 national signing recruiting class and all the other things. And if you're the Miami Dolphins, you know, you got back in the game here. And again, maybe not the seed you want to be when this thing's said and done. That's why I've said the seventh seed I think is going to be wide open. It is. Denver will join the party soon. If not, the Chargers might be joining. And I think they're pretty good. Don't get me wrong. Harbaugh's got them playing great. But you keep winning. And every time I look at this schedule, I just go, okay, the way we're playing, everybody else is playing, let's see. But you got to win this game. You got to win this game. And so... Isaiah Wynn has been activated, left guard. Be great to get him at least I don't know if they'll play him some or they're going to wait, but getting him back the way he played at the start of the season last year, he was really, really good. And Rob Jones has been good. Don't get me wrong. Been a lot of good stuff. Even, by the way, when the run blocking hasn't been good for the Dolphins, pass protection has been really good. The pass protection has not been bad at all. So, and you're going to be stepping up now. This Green Bay team gets after it, and they've got a good running game. They're a physical team. I would say the Green Bay Packers, one of the five or six most physical teams in football. And you know everything else that people are talking about with all this stuff. Hey, I got to ask you this. I saw this popped up a ton yesterday. I don't know if you saw or you follow this stuff, Woody, about why are Julian Hill, the coach, is talking about if you know, nothing, we don't owe you anything. If you're not playing well, you're not going to play. So I saw some people had sent out, well, if that's the case, how come Julian Hill and Odell Beckham are still playing? Odell Beckham had a really bad game. Got covered like a blanket on a couple of plays, slants inside, and dropped a beautiful, what do you call it, about a 30-yard pass, Woody, down the field.
What is his highlight with the Dolphins, that one first down catch that he had?
He had a couple first downs the week before.
Jeez, man, they paid a lot of money for that.
So I don't know, and people are saying, why isn't Craycraft? If we're getting that, just leave Craycraft out there. He can do all those things. I don't know if he gets more playing time going forward. I just say to Odell Beckham, I just wish he'd work more on two-handed catches than all these fancy one-handed catches. And I get it, man. I get he's got a lot of followers. I get it. I see it. I get that people, you're still relevant with young people and people follow you from what you've done or who you've been with or a combo and all those things. But, man, instead of making all those wonderful, beautiful one-handed catches in practice or before the game, I just love to see you, man. Just one day, just everything with two hands. Takeoffs with two hands, curls for first downs with two hands, post patterns, all two hands. And look, you got one of the most famous one-handed catches. You don't need to do it. Everybody makes reference when somebody makes a great catch. Your name for that Monday Night Football game is brought up. That catch you made, one of the greatest catches I've ever seen. But you're not the same Odell Beckham, man. You're not. Look at Father Time friggin' wins. And Odell, from what I saw play against us last year when he was with the Ravens, and the guy I've seen play so far have nothing in common. And Father Time wins. So I don't have an answer to that, that people have sent that in about Odell Beckham. And they just think the upside for Julian Hill and just not to give up on him and stick with him is the potential he has, that they're not going to give up on him. So that's where they are. And Julian Hill at times, man, when he's blocking is, along with Ingold, pretty special with your fullback and your tight end, what some of the stuff those guys can do. But you do got to get your running game going. So this thing's been great, except the running game. Running game has not done much the last 3 weeks in all three wins. But that passing game has been as good and as sharp as I can remember with what they're throwing. And by the way, what Mike is calling and those guys are executing, some of them are rub routes, but some, it's good stuff. It is some of the most creative to get running all those short routes and get guys so open. And you go back and you're like, how the hell did he get so open? Whether it's Jonnu Smith or it's one of your running backs, guys are getting friggin' open. So Mike's got it dialed up right now, and we'll see. We'll see in a little different temperature and on the road if he can do the same things. And I know a lot of it has been motion. Can we run all that motion when Green Bay gets real loud? And that will be the big test. That will be the big test. I'm guessing it will be mostly Green Bay Packer fans at that game. You're not going to have what you've been getting in a lot of places, and that has been a lot of Dolphin fans showing up on the road. So, yeah.
Would like to come in when we break this game down eventually and be talking about the Stars having big games and not having to talk about, you know, Odell being a no-show like he usually is. Like,
yeah, but he's not one of the guys you're really counting on.
No, not at all.
But so to your point, Jalen Waddle has got it rolling. Jonnu Smith is, where have you been in my life, man? Where have you been in my life?
I know.
And you know, T. Hill, I'm sure he's not happy catching 7 or 8 yard average of for what he's used to doing.
But you know what about Tyreek? He's weatherproof. You always talk about weatherproof arms,
don't worry
and all
about
that
him.
Stuff. That dude played in Kansas City for a long time.
That guy do not worry about weather and a guy putting too much stuff on and letting it affect him. That's
no, he's
not
a badass.
Guy
to... He's ready to go, man.
So
could
and...
this be his breakout game? Could this be the big game?
Sure it could.
That would be nice.
You know it's there. You got it with Waddle last game. Look at the one-on-one matchups. Waddle, and by the way, in some of this, he was well covered. Made some nice catches. Not sure he caught the one, by the way. I thought for sure it looked like it. The more I watched it, the more I thought it hit the ground. And he got the catch and ended up having his, what, second 100-yard game of the season to go with that Jacksonville game. So, folks, this is you're not exaggerating when you say even though you've got 6 games left for the Miami Dolphins, this game on the road to Green Bay, I just think if you win for your confidence – because you know you're playing a really good football team. You're playing a team that went to deep into the playoffs. They're another team that had the 49ers. They were another team. The Lions and Green Bay both had 49ers in good shape to win that game and couldn't close it out. So you know how good they are. And you get a win there, man. And all of a sudden your confidence coming back home, oh, Lord, would just be beautiful. Hey, we've got a lot of other stuff going on here this morning, too, that we haven't talked about. And that's the high school football stuff. We're going to have Larry Bluestein with us tomorrow. We got some unbelievable game. All right, round 3 of the high school football playoffs, and they've got some really, really good games. They got 5 or 6 games that could go either way. So, and you know the deal. You lose and you're done. So Friday night, all games will be Friday night. If you're looking to go to a game, they'll be all over Dayton Broward County. So we've got wanted to mention that this morning as well. We've got to go to break here. We got more news, man, on the 33rd team. If you haven't heard, we'll tell you all about that and what is going on, including a couple of familiar names that will be involved with the Jets to make a decision. We'll talk about that coming up. But right now, I want to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts, ready to help you sell your company. Yes, sir. Whether you want to buy or sell a company, I just want to let you know at either end, you're not getting anybody better than the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Nope. Matter of fact, the main man makes it clear and show me the list of people that have moved to South Florida looking to buy companies just like yours, businesses just like yours. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small, nothing's too specialized. Excuse me, there's always somebody looking to buy a company like yours. Now the question is, are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of the competition? Or are you tired of your employees? Are they driving you nuts? Are you coming home more and more often and saying, I got to get rid of this thing? It's just time. I want to do something different, or I just want to retire. If you're in that situation, you're ready to sell your business, call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Speak to Anthony Caliendo. He can flip your biz and cash out in a big way. And by the way, you will be dealing with the best in Anthony Caliendo. He knows how to put these deals together. By the way, the biggest question everybody has, a lot of people that own their own business have no idea what it's worth. Well, the main man offers a free, no obligation business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today. I want you to call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com. Have a meeting with him. If you're just even thinking about it, go down and meet with him. I think he'll put you in a real good mood when he tells you what your company or your business is worth, and you deal with him and you find out he really does have a list of people ready to go and buy businesses just like yours. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com. That's Anthony Caliendo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What are some of those little things that you guys are going to do to try to replicate that? And then also, how do those narratives about the Dolphins not being able to play in the cold make you specifically feel?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week. It's nothing revolutionary. I'm not going to throw it out there for the world and act like we've checked the box of we've got this answered.
You're as cold as ice.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. There's no question about it. But hey, man, you got to play. It's going to be cold everywhere. Going to be cold everywhere except one place. University of Miami's playing in Syracuse indoors. They got good news. By the way, that's just another, like, I'm going to play. And I get to play in perfect conditions, and I can throw the ball as well as anybody in the country. Let's do it. Let's go play. Let's go play. Let's match up our guys against your guys right across the board. Great text coming in from before, Woody, about that. And we talked so much about coverage, and I don't know who's going to be in the secondary. I don't. Frederick's going to be back there, and Porter's going to be back there. But, I listen, they got a whole bunch of guys. They're going to spread it out and – but you got to get a pass rush. Pass rush. I don't care if a transfer portal, a guy you paid pretty good money to, if he's lost his mojo, this is not a game like all of a sudden. If he's lost his mojo and you've noticed the last three or four games, if I know Jason Taylor, he's probably not going to play him. Like, we'll let you go in and give somebody a break for a couple of plays. But you got to play whoever's got the juice running right now is your best pass rushers. And Mezzador playing outside to Baines. Let's do it. Let's get it going. I don't know what the best group is, but I know Jason Taylor and that coaching staff damn sure know right now. They watch it, and you got to play your best guys. This is no time to worry about hurting feelings, and you got to get the best guys out there and get some playing time. So, but I think the pass rush is important. You can't let anybody at any level sit back there and have too much time to throw. You can't. They're the number one passing team in the country. This guy, Kyle McCord, has almost thrown for 4,000 yards. He's just like 54 yards short right now of 4,000, to give you an idea. It's number one. Cam's number two. Number one is Kyle McCord from Syracuse. Their tight end is considered to be one of the better tight ends, Aronde Gadsden. Heard that name, American Heritage Plantation. And his dad played for the Miami Dolphins. Same guy. 65 catches, over 800 yards. And he's a real good player. So, got some weapons you got to worry about. Those guys, just watching the highlights, those guys make a lot of, with good coverage, make a lot of catches, make a lot of adjustments, come down with the ball. So, and barely beat UConn, by the way. UConn did not get blown out. They lost by a touchdown in that game. So you got to win. Got to win. Boy, I'll tell you what, this weekend, if you're a Canes fan or you're a Dolphins fan, these games are big. You dug a hole, so every game's big for the Miami Dolphins, although I felt like the last 2 weeks that they were going to after the way they played against the Rams, the way they played in their two losses against the Bills in Arizona. I felt like what we saw was going to happen. That was just that was going to happen. And the defense is playing really well. Hell, the defense ranked a lot higher than the offense is. Of course, the offense had the four bad weeks. If we were working off Tua, we'd be right there at the top right now in the passing game with all the numbers that he's putting out. His numbers over these last five games are ridiculous. I don't care if you like him or not. His numbers, you cannot question. You just can't. He's put up good numbers right across the board.
But you know what they're going to question.
Yeah, this one.
Got to win in a big game. Got to put those numbers in, you know, get the playoff team and in the cold weather, all that.
Got to win a road game, cold weather against a really good team, a playoff level team, talented team. And that's what you're getting. You're getting all three. You're getting all three of those things. And by the way, that will put that thing to rest. It'll put it to rest. Then you got Cleveland down, and you finish the season. What? Cleveland and New York Jets on the road at the end. But they're playing a lot of confidence. You know, we talked a lot about Mike McDaniel. And by the way, we've talked a lot about Chris Greer. Usually, you know, it hasn't been, you know, and he's not going anywhere. I agree with what everybody's saying. He's this team playing the way they're playing. They're not going to make any moves. But I got to tell you what, Mike keeping this team together, and it says a lot about the character of the guys you have, including the guy that we talked about way too much yesterday, because I think he's the lead dog or one of them. I think Tua is one and Calais Campbell's the other. I just think those are of, and they got great leaders on that team. They got a fullback. They got some running backs. They got a bunch of guys that are all in on this thing. They got a bunch of guys on the defensive side of the ball and that play as a group. And I look like they got a lot of really good leadership on that team. And guys like playing together. You hear how they treat the young guys. Man, that doesn't always happen. So that's been good. They got older guys to go to. Teron Armstead's an unbelievable leader at left tackle. He spends a lot of time with those guys on offense and defense. But to me, make no mistake about it, the lead personalities on these teams, your quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell takes his team before the game in the locker room. They show close-ups. You see how much time he spent with Chop Robinson? They kept showing, you know, I'm looking at the monitor, and he's over there talking to him. Man, you're doing it. Man, dude, I'm proud of you. Like, you can do it. I knew you were going to be this good. I can read his lips. He's, like, pumping the guy up. Like, damn, dog, I knew you were going to be this good. You're the best damn player in this game right now. You know, you don't usually get veteran players during a game that been around this long that – whatever you want to call it, want to be this good at teammates. And Calais, I had a experience with Calais. I've told this story before. I was out visiting my son when he still lived in Arizona. And we're going up the hill, the mountain, where everybody works out. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, my son goes, hey, I've been doing this. You got to do it, Dad. You got to do it. So I said, man, I don't know if I'm in shape, you know. And the old heart might have been, you know, wasn't real sure, you know, about going up. It was real steep. So I got about halfway, man. And of course, everybody's in shape but me. So they're going like, hey, and they're waiting. And I can tell, man, they're going, come on, you can go a little further. I go, no, man, I'm done. I turn around. Craziest thing. And there's Calais Campbell doing a workout, and he's going up. He goes, hey, man, you okay? So Calais, man, we're from South Florida. Hey, how you doing? We're talking. He goes, hey, man, head back down. I'll take your family and go to the top. So my girl's not really sure who he is. My son knew exactly who he was. He's a huge UM fan. He takes him to the top. Brings him back down. I'm waiting down below now. I walk back now. I took my time and got back down to the bottom. And he comes over, man. I said, hey, that was really cool. Thank you. Just kind of, you know, he's doing a workout. He could blow by and just do his workout. He was with his wife and you know, doing his thing. And so I've told people that story, and they're like, you got to be kidding me. I go, no, we, you know, like, he said, hey, you okay? And I looked, I said, Calais. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm Calais. So yeah, man, we're from South Florida. We know who you are. So anyway, he's that kind of guy, just incredible. Incredible, strong personality, and I'm glad he's here, man. I am glad he's here, and I get why Mike did not want to lose Calais Campbell. And now they got a chance to get back to 500. I think a lot more people will really jump on this bandwagon. They're still kind of afraid. Got 1 foot in, 1 foot out, going, okay, before I go to that Jets game or before I watch that Jets, come on, show me. Show me, or is this the same thing we've seen in December, even though it's still November? I get it, man. I saw Baltimore. We got hammered against the Ravens. We come home. Okay, you know what happened there. Then we go to Kansas City. We basically got hammered by the team that went on to win it all. Philadelphia, they got us when they were really good. You thought, all right, we got a chance. So this game is important. You want to see it. I get it. And it's fair. It's more than fair. You want to see it. Three things, man. Cold weather. I want to see this Dolphin team. If you're really as good as you say you are, cold weather, playoff team, physical, and see how you do on the road. That's it. So, anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I can't wait for these two games, man. I'm sitting here getting myself all excited just by talking about University of Miami playing for a chance to go to the ACC. All you got to do is go up there and win against a team you're favored to beat. And I don't care about point spreads. I just want you to win by friggin' 1 point in this game against a team that strength has been one of your weaknesses, and that is the passing game. And so, got a guy who wants to sit back there. You got to get there quickly. I think you got to throw in some blitzes. Man, I don't know. Maybe I just call Anthony Weaver. That guy's got it rolling right now with his stuff. Man, trying to read what he's doing. Those guys have really done a good job of disguising blitzes and pulling out and coming in and going all over the place, man. It's been great. Anyway, more stuff to get to here this morning. Omar Kelly's going to join us a little bit later on. He'll be here. We'll talk about a lot of Dolphin stuff coming up here. And, of course, the story with the New York Jets and the Giants. Maybe the two biggest stories going. What's going on with Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers and two dysfunctional organizations right now? You'll never guess who's helping them make their decisions on who they're going to hire for a head coach and GM. You cannot friggin' make this up. We'll have more of that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour right now, though. Want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. My guys, man, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. They happen to believe in something I never hear from the other law firms called communication. Communication, as is, how is my case going? I'm with you. How are we doing? You haven't given me an update. What's going on? I'm hurting. I know I was right. Please tell me what's going on. Why are you not calling me back? Oh, you've got too much stuff going on for that one attorney you put me with? Well, you won't have to worry about another attorney because you're going to be dealing with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to know more about them, just go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach, even on the weekends, you get a call back. Listen, if you've had injury caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com or call 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. And if you're currently with a law firm you're not happy with, maybe it's time to call Harvey and Gary and find out what personal touch is all about.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, we got Omar in here, man. You better be good today. Omar said he wants to hear some good stuff, man.
Morning, Omar. How you doing, man? You all right?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good, good. Good to see you. All right, ready for some headlines here?
Yeah, that's why
I'm
here.
All right, let's do it. We had a little issue here. Rams, DeMarcus Robinson, just hours after he plays on Sunday Night Football. Arrested, suspicion of DUI, was initially pulled over by cops for allegedly driving over 100 miles an hour shortly after 5 a.m.
Why?
You know he didn't take his DUI test, because you're not supposed to.
No, no, that's the first thing they tell you.
Yeah,
first thing, security, ever since I can remember,
yeah,
don't security blow. For the team says, hey, guys, if you are going to be a dumbass, you're already in trouble. Don't take the test.
Nope. Don't blow.
By the way, that's coming from other police officers.
Yeah, they tell you, don't blow.
Don't do it.
Don't blow.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
But by the way,
unbelievably
who
wild.
Who does that? And then, yeah. By the way, let me go 100 down 595 and have a few drinks and see, is it my lucky night to get home or not? Come on, man. Stupid. And by the way, the guy's really good, having a really good season.
I want to know what he was driving. Am I wrong for that?
What do you mean you want to know what he was?
Because he's probably driving something nice, and he's probably testing it out, and it's 5 a.m., and he thinks he can open it up. And
oh, okay, because I thought he was driving like a 1990 Honda Civic. Okay.
I just want to know what he was driving.
Hey, wait a
second.
It
was probably nice, Omar.
Hey, wait a second, Omar. You've seen the parking lot.
Yeah, no, I want to know specifically
Omar,
what it is. Yeah.
I park next to that, in that parking lot, or drive by that, inside that parking lot to get to the spot I have.
Yeah.
There are a lot of nice rides in there.
A lot of nice rides in there.
A lot of guys doing okay for themselves.
Some are meant to go really fast, Joe.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fast guys like fast cars.
That's absolutely true.
Speaking of fast cars here, Formula One is going to add General Motors to the grid. It will be under the Cadillac name, and that is coming by 2026.
Cadillac's getting in the speed game?
Yeah. I think those cars are pretty fast, though, man. They got a two-door over there that I think is pretty fast, no?
That's true. That is true.
I'll tell you one thing. Cadillacs are really comfortable. They're really big and comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you remember I like the old Cadillacs.
The big
long pimp daddies, man. They were beautiful.
Do they even make big long cars
like
that?
No, I don't think they do. You got to go old school to grab one. Somebody that's...
Nah, what is
Cadillac? I got a Lincoln Continental before a final decision on where I was going to college. Kind of popped up at my house for a couple weeks and said... use it.
Lincoln Continental?
Oh, sweet.
You remember
old,
Lincoln?
The
I don't
sweet,
think they make them anymore.
The sweet, but... long ass, made me look a lot better, Lincoln Continental.
What year was that?
Oh, that was in the 70s.
You probably still wouldn't want that car, wouldn't you?
I'd take it right now and drive around. Couldn't park anywhere, though. Those bad boys, you can't park them anywhere.
Too long. Yeah.
That's what the Marcus Robinson was driving. He was driving a 1970 Lincoln Continental.
Anyway, go ahead. What else you got?
By the way, we had a very exciting race over the weekend. Max Verstappen won the championship. George Russell won the race.
Did he get an extra bonus on top of his $80 million base salary? Is there something else he gets?
I don't know. I'm sure he gets something.
Those guys make a lot of damn money.
I saw George Russell at a pretty good after party. He was hanging out with Swedish House Mafia in one of those clubs out there in Vegas.
Yeah, I should hang around with the Mafia. Probably not a good idea.
That's a good Mafia. They're the nice ones.
Oh, the good ones?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He was driving a Dodge sedan, so he was probably driving like a Charger. That's all right.
That's all right.
I mean, it was probably one of those hemmed, revved up Chargers.
Just a dumb thing to do.
Man. I know.
I'm not saying.
I know. But I mean, if you
you got to admit, in this day and age, it's insane to hear about these stories.
But hold on. And I'm not defending him.
How sounds like you're about to.
No,
but
go ahead. No. How fast do you drive on the expressway? 90?
Never over 80.
Never over 80. Come on, that's
never.
Never.
At 4 in the morning, never over 80.
No. It don't matter. I'm not talking about time.
Hang on. I'm not talking about the 100 miles an hour, which is obviously a terrible thing to do because you're putting everyone else around you at risk.
Correct.
But I'm talking about the part about being drunk.
You don't know if he was drunk. He didn't take the breath.
They said he had signs of impairment. It's 5 a.m. What do you think, my man?
Bro,
he could have just.
That's fair.
Just tired?
You know that thing you're hitting him with now is the buzzes.
Yeah. He could have been high. I'm not saying
it's illegal.
It depends on the state. In L.A., it's not.
To drive while you're high?
Oh, okay. Drive while you're high.
What are you talking about?
Let's not get into marijuana. I said I wasn't voting for marijuana. I had a bunch of people want to come down here and beat me up.
Yeah, I wanted to beat you up. I can't believe that didn't pass. Let people have the their vice if they like.
No, right? Joe's like, I got to do all of it in my prime. Screw these youngsters.
Nobody gets to do it.
I just saw the brain cells that killed at the time.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got, Woody?
All right. This one's interesting here. Scottie Pippen is coming out with a new clothing line.
Those must be. I know what everybody's saying. Those must be some ugly clothes.
Listen. The baggy pants that they used to wear back in the Chicago Bulls days, that's all back.
I thought they used to wear like the short shorts, like the.
No, I mean that was early on, and then we went to the baggy shorts because of the Fab Five. But I'm talking about the baggy clothes.
Are you a Scotty fan?
Yeah, I'm a Scotty fan. You wouldn't have won championships without Scotty.
I agree.
Scotty's one of the top 50 players of all time.
Scotty didn't take that Michael Jordan documentary.
Who
he didn't do real well.
Who did? Who took it well? Who took it well of the
I don't know, but you got a lot of championships, and he's the main reason why that you just suck it up and let him do his documentary.
All right, so here's a little bit about the clothing line. He's going to be starting it with his daughter, Sophia. It's a menswear brand called Unguarded. It will feature high-end garments that will have classic silhouettes with modern thinking.
Are we talking like athletic gear? What are we talking here?
I saw pictures of it. I don't know where you would wear these items.
Right. Let me.
So you got his ex-wife going to be involved in that? Is she going
to
be?
She belongs to the street show.
With Unguarded, you talking about Larsa?
I think she's very attractive.
She belongs to the street show. You got to let him go.
I think Omar's right about that
You got to let him go. I mean, she's more famous for everybody else she's been with. She's just, I think they're still married or something like that.
No, they're
she not. Kept the name so she could stay famous, but.
Yeah.
You don't think she's attractive, Omar? She didn't do anything
she
for
belongs
you?
To the streets, Joe. I'm done.
No,
with,
I can tell,
I'm
man.
Done with being attractive to women who belong to the streets. I'm done. That part of my life is over, Joe. I swear, I promise, I put my hand on a Bible. I'm done with women who belong to the streets, Joe. Gotta let them go.
All right.
I'm looking for something wholesome,
I
Joe.
I honestly don't even know what to say.
I need I know something it hasn't wholesome gone well. In my life. Yes.
I know it hasn't gone well.
I'm all right.
Do you just look in the mirror and go, when you do find somebody, go, am I getting in the same pattern again?
I am. Which is why I need some alone time.
Is no girlfriend?
Done. Dolo. Alone.
Don't do this to him. You're
just
like,
take
like
some
a therapy
more time.
That's what I'm doing, Joe.
You know, I'm sure your buddies have said, hey, man, maybe a little Omar time's good.
Just chill out a little bit. Just be all right.
Just let it go. If you see something that looks real good and she's looking at you a little bit, just walk by.
Damn. No, I can't walk by. That's the problem. I need to. I must learn some discipline, Joe. That's where it is. I must learn discipline.
Maybe you'll find a nice lady in Green Bay this weekend.
I know that ain't going to happen. Go ahead. I have walked up and down the streets of Green Bay.
Oh, man. Those ankles are big, Joe.
I eat a lot of cheese.
Can you go without talking about friggin' cheese? What else you have?
That's all they have there. Yeah, I had a bunch more. I was actually going to tell you Scotty's quote about his clothing line here. He said, with Unguarded, we've been able to elevate the basics and escape the typical streetwear stereotypes. It's completely unexpected how incredible this line is.
All right.
So again, you can, they called it, what do they call it?
His book was named Unguarded, too.
Was it?
Yeah, apparently.
Anyway, they said it's high end, so I don't know, man. When this releases in 2025, we'll see what the price tags look like.
Do you think it was weird those guys went on tour?
Who?
Scotty got some of the guys that were on that team, and they went on tour to go around and talk about Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
How bad it was.
Absolutely. It should be fair. Like, Michael was known as a horrible teammate. Like,
let me have that teammate for a couple years.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Give me a couple rings.
You got a lot of rings. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple. All right, speaking of Jordan, we had a Jordan card set another record here, guys.
Boy, I set you up for that.
You really did, from Pippen to Jordan. We had a 1984 star Michael Jordan rookie card that was signed that went for $312,000.
Dang. What are those guys?
Now, here's the thing, guys, all right? So there are two rookie cards that are accepted for Michael Jordan. One, obviously, is the 86 Fleer. It's the iconic.
Well, I didn't know. You said obviously, and I didn't know that.
Okay, well, most people, you know the iconic 1986 Fleer. It's the most coveted card in
Omar had no idea sports. Either, but go ahead. As we're listening to you. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. The 86 Fleer Jordan.
Woody's really into all this stuff with these cards.
But the interesting thing is, so you have these 1984 star cards, 84-85, which is kind of his true rookie if you think about it, but those really weren't accepted for a while. They had a lot of trouble grading them for years. There were a lot of fakes running around, but those cards have skyrocketed in value because between signed and unsigned, there are just 1,600 of those graded between the grading companies here. The 86 Fleer rookie card, there are over 46,000 of them graded. It's not a rare card by any means, but it is the most famous and coveted card
did,
there
did I ever tell
out
you
there.
When he tried to weasel me out of my LeBron James
I didn't try
card.
To weasel him out of it.
Oh, I could take that off your
by
hands.
By the way,
like
oh
you're
no.
the only person selling it.
You wanted it, though.
Good. I hope you get lowballed by someone.
By the way, what was it worth? His card.
I have no idea.
He won't tell
you
me.
Must. You do know.
He looked it up.
You know everything about cards. You really do. I'm paying you a compliment.
Well,
tell him what his card's worth.
I made
worth.
It very clear to him that it would depend, on you know, grade. Drastically on the condition. A PSA 10 is worth a whole heck of a lot more than a 6 or a 7.
Omar's in
I don't
good
know.
Shape.
Yeah, it hasn't seen the day of light for like 8 years.
Yeah, except the case is all yellow and it looks like it hasn't been touched in forever, but who knows?
All right. All right, man, we've got...
Man, I didn't even get to the last story,
oh,
man.
Go ahead. Jeez.
There's a bunch of coyotes, bobcats, and wild boars running around St. Lucie. I was going to get into that, but...
That Port sounds... St. Lucie?
Yeah.
Bobcats, coyotes, and wild boars. Okay. Yeah. Port St. Lucie, that's... Wait a minute, that's right
that's
up the street.
That's... We call that the tip of South Florida, Port
yeah,
St. Lucie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the tip?
That's it, right there at the tip. The northern tip of South Florida.
Don't drive fast.
I just made
over
that up. I don't know if that's true, but it sounded good.
It says if you see a boar, keep your distance. They absolutely can be violent. If approached, typically they're going to run away. But during breeding season, you want to keep your distance.
They sound delicious.
I got one better. I don't plan on going to Port St. Lucie anytime soon.
Because of those boars? You run into a boar during breeding season, he tears your ass up, man. 330 pounds, those bastards.
330 pounds?
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Can you eat a boar?
I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah, I'm guessing
theoretically.
You can too.
Yeah,
I'm not eating any of that wild stuff out there.
Yeah, you don't eat anything that's wild, probably. Like
I eat deer all day.
That's true. You were a deer hunter in your day. I remember
deer,
that.
I yeah. wasn't. I didn't kill any deer, but my dad's a big deer.
You were the milker.
Whatever, Woody. All right, 8 o'clock.
You didn't know that about Joe. Omar looked at me like he didn't know. Joe was a milker in his day.
I wasn't.
He milked.
I just said my grandparents had a dairy farm. Okay.
You didn't get curious one day and start, you know, pulling the levers on the cow?
Had no interest
on they call
I had
things?
No interest going out there as a kid for the weekend.
You
None.
Never answered my question if the cows enjoy it.
I don't know. I didn't ask them. He says
do they
stuff.
Do they move?
It's not funny.
You like being milked, so yeah. You assume everybody else stuff. Would.
Do they make mooing noises?
Hey, okay, let's go. We got to go here to break here. Listen to his dumbass stuff he says. I'm sorry, Beverly's Jewelers. Hey, Jeff and Amanda, want to let you know it is the holiday season, and they hope you're coming to Beverly's Jewelers to see him. That's my jeweler. Has everything you need to make this holiday the best ever. They have a huge selection of earth-grown and lab-grown certified diamonds. Backed by their low price guarantee, you're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Plus, Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs and tennis bracelets and jewelry for every style and occasion and the holiday season. Save big with discounts of up to 50 to 70% off select items or craft a piece that is truly one of a kind with their state-of-the-art design studio. Plus, with interest-free financing and free gift wrapping, Beverly's makes the holiday shopping a lot easier. Need extra cash? Bring in your old gold and jewelry. They'll buy it on the spot with no hassle. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and I know you will, too. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom or shop online at bevjewelers.com. They got some great stuff. Whatever your price range is, they've got something for you. This holiday season, discover why Beverly's Jewelers is where South Florida gets engaged.